Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Plus, you can support college access and student access when you donate online to round up in-store to APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Imagine bold, naturally aged Tillamook cheddar slices melting over a burger, eating thick-cut cheddar shreds straight from the bag. It's nice to dream about cheese for a bit. Tillamook Cheddar, extraordinary dairy.
Yeah! Wow, it's me, Nicole Byer.
And it's me, Sashir Zamina.
And this is our podcast, it's called Best Friends.
Best Friends.
Best Friends. Best Friends forever. They're friends until the end. They get matching caskets.
Oh, that was my favorite, to watch you be bewildered into saying caskets.
Didn't know where we were going, but I was ready to follow.
What color do you want your casket to be?
Maroon.
Oh, that's pretty on brand.
Yeah, right?
I would like mine to be purple with flames.
I wasn't surprised one bit. Yeah, that's also why we're not going to get matching caskets.
Yeah, that makes sense. So let's just, check in.
Yeah. I had a good life coaching session this morning.
That's good.
Yeah. I've been Skyping with this life coach for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like her. And we do it monthly. And today we talked about anxiety.
Oh?
Yeah, I've been, more anxious lately.
What does... I don't know what anxiety feels like. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I experience anxiety.
Yeah. I think there's different forms.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been, diagnosed, so I don't actually know. I don't know. But I just know that sometimes I think I have had, something close to an anxiety attack, mm-hmm. where, I... can't breathe and my heart's racing.
Oh.
And then I just and that's usually in social situations where I'm like, well, I have to go home now. And I guess I have some kind of performance anxiety too. Or if something's new to me,
mm-hmm.
then I will kind of shut down.
Oh.
But yeah, I think other people deal with it in different ways and probably and definitely in more severe mm-hmm. ways. I don't think I have bad anxiety. But yeah, I'm working on this project that's very fun and exciting, but I guess I'm just when it comes to comedy and writing and mm-hmm. stand up, I'm I got it, super confident.
Mm-hmm.
But acting is kind of new to me. I've been acting,
yeah,
but that's a category where I'm not yeah, I fucking got this, you know?
Well, to be fair to yourself, you were doing sketch comedy for a very long yeah. time. Sketch is different than scripted television mm-hmm. acting.
Exactly.
So I think you're fully warranted in those feelings.
Yeah. And I am trying to remind myself mm-hmm. that, but it's hard to remember in the moment. And then I start clamming up. Ultimately, everything's fine. Nothing actually happened that was bad, mm-hmm. which I also had to remind myself of. But I left set quickly because I was I'm feeling anxious. Mm-hmm. And then was then I'm thinking about me being anxious and then my vibe around people. And then people are is she okay? And no one's she must be angry. But they're is she having fun? And I'm trying mm-hmm. to assure people with my words I am having fun. But I think my vibe is still So, yeah, we're just talking about that in general and trying to find tactics to ease that anxiety.
Are there any, it happened today.
Yeah.
But do you want to share one of the tactics?
Yeah, definitely. It was if you're, I'm working with a person who throws out all ideas at the same time.
Ah.
And I get overwhelmed mm-hmm. and I kind of need time to process that. And I can't just deliver immediately when I'm given all the notes mm-hmm. at the same time. So she was you can communicate that and say, hey, since, we have different styles, if you throw things out, just know that I'm processing it. And me being like emotionless or like not responding doesn't mean I'm not having fun or that I hate what's going on. It means that I just need a moment. Or you can ask them to maybe slow down a little bit and be like, let's figure out one thing at a time and work on that. And then if we want to have more ideas later, if we don't feel like we have it, we can do that. So
I think that's an excellent suggestion. Yeah. I also think it's a thing that people don't talk about enough, that like communication in every aspect of your life is very important.
So important.
And I think social media has made it so people are like, I have to be perfect at all times.
Yeah.
I can't be like, slow down. You have to just like be the perfect picture of like whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. Everybody has questions. Nobody can do everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure Oprah asks questions, you know? And I know Gail asks questions. She just interviewed R. Kelly.
Yeah, she has so many questions.
She has so many questions. Robert. Well, not
she
just.
She asked him to sit down.
She did. He stood up and was very scary.
Yeah. I mean, she kept a calm face like nobody's business. I couldn't
really
believe it.
Really did.
I'd be like, security, can we like...
Yeah, can we...
get this guy out of here?
I mean, she reacted better than how I react when people heckle me at shows.
But you will be a pro. I feel like you will, because you're getting yelled at so much, you'll just know how to handle anybody.
I mean... here's what I figured out works a little bit. It worked once.
Yeah.
So this woman heckled me. I was talking about the movie What Men Want. And I was like, we already know what men want. And then she went, truck nuts. I was like, did you just say truck nuts? And she was like, truck nuts. Beer truck or something.
Yeah.
It turns out she was saying beer and trucks.
Yeah.
But it just sounded truncated to beer trucks. And I was like, "What? Why did you think that was appropriate to yell?" And she was like, "Because it's what men want." And she was very emboldened. So then I said, "What's your name?" She says, "Shannon." And I have no problem sharing her name because Shannon is great. I love Shannon. That's where we got to by the end of the show. But then I said, "Shannon, you want attention. Shannon, what did you do today?" She told me what she did that day. And I said, "What else, Shannon?" And she was like, and then she said one more thing. And I said, "Shannon, another thing." And then she was like very big eyed. And I was like, "You hate this, Shannon. You hate that I'm giving you the attention that you asked me for. So Shannon, I'll check in with you later, but can you shut the fuck up?" And then she like, she was like, "Truck." She like tried to say it again. I was like, "Shannon, you gotta shut up."
No, Shannon.
And then she was very quiet for the rest of the show. But then I tried it with another heckler who didn't take, he loved the attention, and then he got on stage and I spanked him.
Good Lord.
Because he asked me to. He was like, "Would you date me?" I said, "No, you don't respect my work or my time." And the audience was like, "Oh no, she's not fun." They did not like it. So I was like, "Ugh, fine, I would date you. What do you want from me? You're very poorly behaved." And he was like, "You gonna spank me?" I was like, "No, I'm not gonna spank you." And then again, the audience is like, "Huh?" And I was like, "Okay, fine, I'll spank you." So then I spanked this man. I believe his name was Jeremiah. Spanked Jeremiah, sent him back down. I think he went and sat, or he had to leave. I don't remember. But then he was there by the end of the show because I was like, "You guys have been an okay crowd." I was like, "Actually, no, you guys were a great crowd, except for Shannon." I was like, "Actually, Shannon, you were very well behaved. I like you, Shannon." And then I was like, "Jeremiah, you, I hate you." And that's how I ended the show.
I like that. Yeah, sometimes I'll like feel like a conductor. and like if some people are like laughing really hard and being great audience members, I'm like, "Everybody follow suit. You guys, this table's doing amazing. Everyone go up to their level. You're doing terrible. No one be like that." It did a show in like Milton, Delaware. And it was at a theater. And it was like pretty much all old people. And I was like, "This is gonna be weird as hell because I have jokes about my STD then like relationships and fucking and stuff." And
an STD?
What I thought was an STD. It's an STD story.
Wow. I thought you were telling me something new, and I picked up my coffee to throw it at you.
I did see you grasp it really hard. was like, is she thirsty all of a sudden?
No, I was literally going to throw my coffee at you.
I don't have an STD.
I was like, this is when she's going to tell me?
You were there when I thought I had an STD. I was staying at your house.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Thankfully, it's all fine.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even an ST.
When wasn't even.
An STI. Did you know it rebranded?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to get the stigma away from them. They're
that disease.
Sexually transmitted infections, not
great.
Diseases.
Okay.
So if you do have an STI, don't feel bad. It's okay. It's just an infection. Get some medicine. It'll clear up.
The more you know. But they loved it. That the whole crowd of elderly people really loved it. And they're like, let's get drinks after. They took me to the bar across the street.
That's funny.
It was awesome.
So was it a bunch of old white people?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I had an opener once who was, or like a featurer who was an older white gentleman who... He called my hotel room. We were staying in the same hotel. Hotels are not supposed to give
absolutely
the room
not.
Number.
That was like a huge problem for that news reporter. There was a woman who like some guy put cameras in her room.
Whoa.
Because he was like, I want to be in the room next to whatever her name is. And the guy at the front desk was like, okay. Instead of being like, oh, sorry, sir, we can't give that information out.
That's wild. Hotels right? be fucking wildin'. But yeah, they gave him my room number. So then he called me and was like, I heard you rented a car. So can you take me to the club tonight? I said, sure. So I took him to the club. And then he was like, all right, we going home now? And I was like, oh, I think tonight means the whole weekend. So I took him back and forth to the club. And then
he's asking the headliner to drive him around.
Girl, white men. Take full offense to this, but y'all are on some other shit. Y'all don't realize what you're doing when you're doing shit.
Yeah.
But so then on, I think it was Friday through Sunday. So Friday night, he was like, so what are your plans for tomorrow? Saturday, morning and afternoon. And I said, oh, I don't know. I made the mistake of saying, I think I'm going to go to the beach. I should have said sleeping all day.
Yeah.
But I was in Florida, so I was like, I want to go to the beach. And he goes, all right, if you go to the beach, let me know. And I was like, absolutely not. So then go to sleep, wake up. He calls my room before I was like getting on the treadmill for a little bit. And I was like, not answering, not doing it. Get on the treadmill. I see him pattering downstairs, shoeless, because he lives here now, I guess. And I was like, okay, so he's been downstairs. He'll probably go up to his room. No way I'm going to run into him. I'm going to the beach alone. Leave the little hotel gym, hit the elevator button. The door's open. It's him. He's like, where are you going? I was
like, oh my God.
To my room. He's like, you're going to the beach? And I thought about lying to him, but I was like, I have to take him to the club later. If he sees a car full of sand, he'll know. And he'll feel some type of way. So I said, well, I'm going to the beach. And he goes, all right, let me know. Room 302, let me know. I said, all right. So then I get dressed to go to the beach, walk past his room. Think about going past it, but his door is open.
Wow.
To catch me.
Oh, my God.
So then I was like, hey, come on, we're going to the beach. He's like, oh, let me put on my shoes. So then we drive to the beach. And then I was trying to pay for parking. And he was like, let's park somewhere for free. And I was like, here is a parking lot. He's like, no, no, I know about all the little sneaky spots. So we drove around.
Wait, is he from Florida?
No. So then we drive around trying to find a free sneaky spot. Couldn't find one. We end up back at the parking lot. I was like, let's go do it in the beginning. And then I was paying for parking. And he was like, I should pay. And I was like, you should pay. So then we sit on the beach and people were like staring at us in a way where they're like, oh, that's his prostitute. They're having a nice beach day.
He took his prostitute to the beach.
Before or after, she's got to suck that old dick.
Ew. A
sandy dick with fucking old wrinkly balls.
Ugh.
And then at one point he was like, you talk a lot about being single. Do you really have that much trouble with the gentleman? And I was like, I do. And he was like, I would date you. And I looked at him. I said, of course you would. I have supple skin and I'm young. I'm getting in the water. So I swam. I had just gotten a tattoo. I wasn't going to get in the water, but I was like, I have to get away from this man. So I just started swimming and I was like, I wonder if I could swim home. Just swim around South America and get back to LA. So then all of a sudden I hear, hello, and he's in the water. And I was like, oh, hi. And he was like, it's nice out here. And I was like, it is. And then he was swimming, I'm putting air quotes in the air, swimming into me and going, oop, oops, oh, oops. And I was like, I think you're like me tooing me. I think you're groping me, but I can't really tell because it's water, you know? Yeah. I don't know. So then I was like, hey man, I'm just going to keep swimming to see how far I can go.
I'm going to do this cool game to see if I can get as far away as possible.
So far, the lifeguard blew his whistle. That's how far I was. And then it took me so long to get back because it's hard to swim back to shore. So I was just like, oh, now I'm exhausted. So then we get back, we're sitting, we're drying off. And then he was like, we should do a promo for the show. And I was like, we don't have to. And then I guess I don't know what I did, but I didn't realize he asked these girls to like record us.
Yeah.
And the girl was like, he says you're famous and you need to record a promo for your show. And I was like, if we were famous, don't you think
we could
pay someone to do it and you wouldn't be doing it? And she was like, that's what I thought. And I was like, all right, let's just do it. And it was on my Instagram for a while. And I look so sad.
I think I remember this picture. Just you and this
just me
old
and
man.
This old fucking man with his
at the beach.
Just so sad. And then I was wearing a bikini and he was like, ah, yeah,
ew,
that's nice. And then I made him take pictures of me because I was like, got to get my very fat, very brave agenda out to the world. And I mean, everyone already thinks he's my John, so why not have him take pictures of me?
Yeah, make him work.
My God, that was one of the wildest weekends I've ever had.
It seems like it, yeah. But you had a lot of wild weekends.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I quit comedy every weekend.
You can swim really far.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time.
I love swimming. I'm a water baby.
You are a water baby.
I love swimming. You love to get your ankles wet and then you go back and sit.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love just being near the water. I love being on top of the water in a boat situation.
So you read my will and what I've asked you to do.
Oh, no. Am I tasked with like swimming out to some island or something to deposit your ashes somewhere?
You'll find out when I'm dead.
Oh, no.
But just know you got to do something with the water. Isn't this fun that every couple of weeks you get a new tidbit of what I've written?
I have a lot to do in this will.
Yeah, the other day I was like, you'll never know how much I mean to you until I die because I wrote it in my will.
Yeah, like
I won't tell you.
You can just tell me now.
No, sir. No, I can't. I refuse.
I guess I'll just wait till you die.
Yes. Ooh, let's talk about something we've been doing. We've been pole dancing.
Oh, yes, we have been pole dancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took a pole dancing class like years ago with my friend Gilly. Because she has got a show at UCB called Getting Gross with Gilly, where she...
With Jake.
And they did pole dancing. And I think they maybe made a video, but it was like a group of us. We rented out the studio, Luscious Maven, where we go in North Hollywood. And it was so hard. And I was like, I want to conquer this one day. Then we went to Jumbo's. And I was like, I need to find out if there's fat pole dancers. And then they were like, no, there isn't. But there is one girl here. She's not fat, though, but she is thick with a nasty attitude. But her attitude wasn't that bad. When we talked, she was really nice to me. So then Eleanor, who was my assistant for a little bit, who's now my friend, and I adore her. She's in my phone as maybe Bray, because her last name is Bray. And my phone was like, maybe this is Bray. And I don't know why I didn't say maybe Eleanor. So then I saved it as maybe Bray because I thought it was funny. And then I sent her a screenshot of like our text conversation for something. And she was like, am I saved in your phone as maybe Bray? And I was like,
That's funny.
Yeah. So anyway.
Maybe Bray is also a nice name.
Right? Maybe Bray.
Yeah.
So maybe Bray was like, here's where I go. And I was like, oh, I've been there before. And then she was like, take a class with Veronica. And I was like, okay. Took a class with Veronica. Made you come with me.
Yeah.
And it was magical.
Now I'm hooked.
I love it.
We're getting good. How long has it been?
September, months? I think, was when we first went. Right. Yeah, because we started when I was dating a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I would send him pole dancing videos, and he was like, I like them. And I was like, no, I like him. But you know, that's done, baby. I can't keep no man. I can't have nothing nice. I get a dick and then it runs away. The men I date are like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. They drive it away.
No.
Anyway, so we're pole dancing.
Yes.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love being able to like look in the mirror and like watch me spin around, and I like my body moving in ways that I've never made it move before. Yeah. And when I was little, I loved gymnastics, and I quit gymnastics because a little girl called me fat. And now as an adult, I was like, yeah, I was fat. No, a blue unitard probably wasn't the best look for me in my little pot belly, but like I would wear it now if I still had it.
Yeah.
And I wish I continued with gymnastics because I love it. I can still do a cartwheel.
Yeah.
I achieved a full split a couple weeks ago, and mm-hmm. I did another pretty decent one the other day.
Absolutely.
So yeah, like I just really love doing it. Yeah. I don't wear shoes though. You wear shoes.
Yeah. I started wearing heels and it's fun.
The heels, I have a pair of heels. But I ordered them online foolishly. Well, we bought heels together.
From that wild woman.
Yeah, she was like, send all your friends with big feet.
And I was I guess they specially had like big feet
big,
shoes.
Big footed shoes.
Yeah. And she kept looking just at you.
Just at me.
And being like, if you got more friends with big feet, bring them here.
But I was like, I brought a little footed bitch with me. So like, why wouldn't you just assume that I'm the biggest footed friend in my friend group?
Yeah, I'm little foot, you're big foot.
You ever see Lamb Before Time?
I did. Yeah, yes. I loved it.
I loved Sarah, the Stegosaurus.
Yes.
She was like kind of ornery.
She was sassy.
Yeah, I loved her.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to think back at things from my childhood where I'm like, this influenced me.
Yeah.
Because I watched Lamb Before Time so many times and I loved that sassy little Stegosaurus. And yeah. I was like, I'm her.
You are. You're Sarah.
I'm Sarah. I grew up to be Sarah, the Stegosaurus.
Whoa. I watched Brave Little Toaster a lot. Maybe I'm the toaster. Excuse me, what is a scoff?
What's the Brave Little Toaster?
What's the Brave Little Toaster?
Do you know what the Brave Little Toaster is?
Are you insane?
Wait, do you ever?
Everyone knows what that is. It's a popular movie.
This is like,
it's a popular franchise.
This is just like when Langan told me about Lean In and I had no idea what
it
was.
Yeah, that was insane too.
Wait, do you guys know what Lean In is? How does everybody know these things?
Because it's like in the lexicon. It's like culture. We all talk about it.
No one ever talked to me about Lean In or the Brave Little Toaster.
You keep acting like people are keeping information from you. And that's not the case.
Nobody told me about ramen.
Yeah, yes. You like had ramen recently. And you're like, why didn't anyone tell me about this?
I called you specifically and said, why didn't you tell me about ramen?
I didn't know it was a thing that you needed to be told.
Well, tell me about the Brave Little Toaster. What was he? Like toast and bread? And everyone was like, wow. Hashtag bravery.
This is before people were saying hashtag anything.
Okay. So this is not a recent thing.
No, it's when we were kids.
Okay.
So it's about a toaster
mm-hmm.
who, needs to get some bravery. And
okay.
He has an electric blanket friend that has like a little, the head is the buttons that turn on the electric blanket. And the nose is the knob that you turn. There's a vacuum. These are all, and it's animated, by the way. You know that, right?
No.
See, like, there's like a lamp. That's a friend.
I'm now looking at a picture of this. I have never seen this before in my life. We got a dopey ass looking toaster, a mad ass vacuum, an alarm clock that might not be living.
It's a radio.
That's a radio?
Yeah.
And what? Time
in the 80s or whenever it came out.
Never have I had a radio that looked like that fucking thing. It looks like a straw is coming out of it.
No, that's the antenna. That's how you get the service.
Oh shit.
Then you've seen things like that before.
Then there's a light that looks like fucking Pluto.
Yeah, it does kind of look like Pluto.
That's a Pluto.
Yeah,
they ripped off Pluto. I've never seen this. Are there people in this world?
There's like, yeah, there are a few people.
Okay.
The owner of all these objects who was in the house, I can't remember
his name.
Yeah, adult.
Okay.
Man. Like
all right.
A nerdy guy.
Okay.
And then honestly,
I see him.
Yeah, there he is.
Looks like someone you'd fuck.
He's like, he actually does. Maybe that's where my taste came from. I was like, this nerdy guy.
He really does. This is so funny. It really follows your type almost to a T.
Whoa, maybe I was like, now that's a man. He's repairing all his appliances. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee, he's nerdy and he's got things. Okay, so this man you want to fuck has uh-huh. all these animated objects.
Mm-hmm.
And this toaster has to get brave for what?
I think, is he trying to find...
bread?
His owner. I honestly can't remember what the story is. I just remember they travel somewhere to go find something. Oh, maybe the boy moved? It was like
he moved, and then like the appliances had to like track him down and find him. And then at one point they get stuck at the junkyard, and they almost get destroyed.
Remember the junkyard?
You should introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sorry, hi,
this
I'm Josh.
This is Josh.
I'm a producer.
This is the producer.
Yes, and you're sitting in, and I said I wanted you to sit in just in case we didn't know things. And you did.
You did.
And look at you. Who's that? Is that a car?
That's the car.
That guy is. This is the junkyard. It's like it's like a magnet that crushes cars.
Oh,
this was very frightening to me as a kid.
Yeah, it was very frightening.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's fun. I haven't seen it in a long time. It might be insane, but I remember watching it a lot when I was younger.
Oh, okay.
I also read Archie comics a lot, and that may be where I got the redhead thing.
Oh, so then, okay. I loved Ferngully growing up.
I loved Ferngully, too.
Ugh, I loved Ferngully. I loved those hot, like, man fairies.
Yeah, they were hot.
Although they were sexy. And then I loved the smog monster.
You love the smog monster?
I
so did. Scary.
I loved villains growing up.
I can see that. I got that.
Loved. Like, Cruella de Vil was my bitch. And then I found out she's based on Tallulah Bankhead, who is an actress from like the 20s.
Whoa.
Tallulah would drive through the Hollywood Hills, like zipping around, speeding around in her car because she never asked for directions. And then she would answer her door naked as like a prank. Like she was.
That's funny.
She was also like, she fucked whoever she wanted. She was just truly living. I don't know. I feel like we're so repressed now. I feel like when you hear about stories like that in the 20s and whatever, you're like, wow, they're ahead of their time. But I'm like, no, that was the time.
Yeah.
Like the Harlem Renaissance.
We're not
everyone
doing that
was
now.
Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's wild anymore.
No, you answer the door naked now, you get reported.
Yes. People are like, there's a fucking.
Come on, girl. You got it. What is
flasher.
It?
Flasher.
Okay.
But
yeah.
It's like, but it's my fucking house. I want to do this bit on stage, and I don't think I can, because I have had some specific things sent to me that were like, no nudity. And I was like, I've never done nudity in my shows. Well, once I did crush beer cans with my tits.
And it worked out.
But I want to do, because people keep asking me to do videos for their children, Nailed It videos. Be like, hi, I'm so glad you're watching. Thanks for baking. I don't know. I don't ever know what they want me to say.
Thanks for baking.
Usually what I say is, hey, it's me, Nicole Byer. Thank you for watching Nailed It. Please stay a fan so you can spend money to see me live later. I don't know. So then I was like, I think you suggested this bit that I should go, all right, guys, I know that like, your kids really love me. I've already said I don't like children, but I feel benevolent tonight, so I will make a video for all of your children. Pull out your phones. Please, you know, record it so you can show your child later. And then all it is me flashing them and going, eat my asshole!
I stand by it. I think that
I said I was going to do it at my last show, and then my future was like, I would just pay to see that. He was like, I would pay you my fee for the night to see you do that. I think it would be very funny.
It would be very funny.
But then
it would just be online.
Oh, I don't care. Tits are tits, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a picture. I put a picture of my titties up.
That's true.
I mean, it's covered by emojis, but I did put one little trash can over that if you zoom, you can see a little nip.
Nice, nice, nice.
Did we ever finish talking about pole dancing? Oh, we did.
Did we ever start?
I don't know that we love it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I sent you a picture, the unedited picture where you could see my titties.
Yes, finally.
After 37 years of friendship where I would never let, I would scream for you to leave rooms.
It was irrational. I'd walk around in my underwear
scream.
And then you'd be like, get out of here! I don't want to see your body! You're disgusting! And then if you were ever in your underwear, you'd be like, leave the room! I don't want you to see me!
Yeah, I didn't want you to see me.
I'm just dying to see.
Well, I sent it to you.
You did.
And then I was like, let me see yours. And you were like, never!
This is all I wanted.
It was a very mean thing for me. Ooh, yeah, the Ferngully. He's so sexy, that redhead.
Ooh, yeah.
And then, like, kind of mean.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, really wants to keep, what's her name? Krista.
Krista.
He wants to keep Krista to himself, but then Krista, like she's Pocahontas, like, met a white man and was like, this is for me.
Yes.
Except Pocahontas didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, in real life, she did not have a choice.
A little wild. It is.
Yeah, they made that story nicer than it actually
they
was.
They truly did. Which is like, was that Disney trying to like erase the Native American history.
They could have just written a different story.
Well, that's what I mean, where a white man doesn't come and, like, save,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, that's, like, that's every big movie. It's, like, mm-hmm. the white savior coming in. Mm-hmm. It's Disney. It's everything does mm-hmm. it. Like, there's this, like, group of people indigenous to this part of whatever, this mm-hmm. planet, this universe, this...
Avatar
did that, yeah.
Damn.
Like, I'm going to be the leader.
Them big blue joints couldn't defend themselves, dude had to come and do blue face to save them.
Basically, they were, like, warriors their entire life, and all of a sudden they don't know how to defend themselves.
When are we getting Avatar 2 through 7?
They're still making them, I think, right?
When do we get them?
Good question. I don't know.
I loved Avatar. When do we get it?
I mean, it's pretty. It's beautiful.
December 18th, 2020, baby.
Okay, we got an answer.
We got a year and a half.
Countdown to Avatar.
Countdown. Okay. TikTok. Start at the clock. What did I say?
TikTok, start at the clock.
That's not a phrase people say. Start at the clock.
Maybe start the clock?
Oh.
Start at
the clock. Then what that means, I'm going to line up by the clock and then just walk for a year, a year and a half till I reach a movie theater, buy my ticket and see Avatar 2. Yeah, start at the clock. That's where races start.
Yeah. They do start at the clock.
Oh, boy.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
Black representation in the media means so much to me. I loved Whoopi Goldberg growing up, and I was like, oh, that's the woman who, like, she's got the same skin tone as me. She kind of looks like me, and I can do it. So honestly, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food, healthy grocery store, you can! Make Thrive Market your go-to for your grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your doorstep is a huge time saver. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. So the filters I use are, I don't want gluten in my belly. So I say, no gluten, because gluten sometimes it hurts my tummy. So I say, less gluten, more not tootin', you know, because sometimes I get farty. Okay, save time and money. As the Thrive Market member on every single grocery order, on average, customers save over 30% each time. I love how Thrive Market supports my life and grocery shopping habits. Ooh, they have a Thrive Market brand creamy peanut butter 16-ounce jar. And that's something I like. And then they have Thrive Market grass-fed organic ground beef. Oh boy, it's so yummy and delicious. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
We're now moving to a segment we call
We Are Here to Listen and Read
and give our honest opinion. Yeah, this makes sense because we're starting the engines.
We're revving up to give you some advice.
Okay, Nicole and Sashir, I'm tired. Mm. But I know if I actually tried, I could have more friends. Mm. But I live in a neighborhood surrounded by stay-at-home moms who work out all the time or trophy wives with fake boobs and Botox. Women that I like that are intelligent and not boring live farther away, and it just seems like too much effort. Not sure what my question is, but I know I need to get out, have more friend time versus family, husband, and two teenage daughters, or should I just relax and go when I want to go instead of making myself go out? Oh, and then the subject line is tired but isolated.
Damn.
I get that. I think my advice for this is you sent the email, so you do want a little bit of friendship outside of your family, which I get because your kids are teens, so you're not with them 100% of the time.
And they're going to leave soon.
Yeah, they're going to fucking leave your ass. They're going to go to college or something. Peace. Or, like, start the workforce or, you know, become an Instagram influencer.
Those are the options, nothing else.
But I think you should take a class. I think maybe if you took a class, like an exercise class, or which might help with your tiredness because it releases endorphins and it makes you feel better, allegedly. And I say allegedly, but it does. It's annoying. that, like, you'll find some fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
But you can weed out the weirdos and, like, get some exercise friends. Or you could do something fun like sip and paint, where you, like, drink wine, so you'll find people who drink.
Wow, I thought you said sip and paint. Like, not sip and paint. Oh, you, I thought you meant, like, just drink some paint.
You thought my advice for this woman was to drink paint?
Yes.
You know what? You don't have no friends. It's about time for you to go. You got a will? No, like a sip.
Yes.
And paint.
Yes.
Where you can, like, paint a picture with the with, like, some like-minded ladies.
Yeah.
And you'll probably make a friend out of that, because wine loosens you up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think getting into a class, I think, is an easy way as a mom to make friends.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's or a shame to think that all the intelligent, cool people she wants to be friends with don't live near mm-hmm. her, because she lives where she lives.
Yes.
So there's probably someone like her there. Yeah, I agree with taking classes or something. I lived in Maryland right after college.
I knew this.
Yes, yeah, good. I did tell you this. And my closest friend was, like, in McLean, Virginia. We would, like, meet in the middle in mm-hmm. D.C., but I didn't have any close friends in my area. And this is when I started doing The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. I would recommend it to really anybody. It's, like, for creative purposes, but it's also just, like, for you to, like, know you more and what you want to do. And
is,
like,
that the book that says you have to do something for 1,000 days?
No. You mean 10,000 hours? That's Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh.
But this is like, you journal every day.
Oh.
You take artist dates. So these artist dates, you would you take yourself on a date, basically,
mm-hmm.
by yourself, where you can meet people,
mm-hmm.
but the idea is that you don't need other people to do something. So I would, like, go to plays by myself, go to movies by myself, go to, like, a jazz club by myself, which was really cool, because then mm-hmm. I discovered, like, what I actually like doing, instead of, like, depending on a friend to tell mm-hmm. me what we're going to do that night. And just, like, knowing that I can do something by myself, it's like, oh, I want to just go see this performer. I don't have to wait for someone to say yes. I could just go see that person. And so while you're developing that, you might meet somebody who also likes that thing that you're doing by yourself.
Wow. That's some really great advice.
Yeah. And just doing something that you actually really, really like. You want to learn how to rock climb? Go rock climb.
Mm.
And you'll probably meet some other people who are also learning and new at it
mm-hmm.
and are also looking for friends. I think that'd be, yeah, step outside that comfort zone.
I don't do anything alone until I know the lay of the land, because I attract crazy people.
You do.
So that I would never think to do anything by myself.
Yeah.
Because when I am by myself, sometimes, like, I get frightened, because, like, I tour by myself.
Yeah.
When I was in Seattle, I was waiting. I think I told you this. I was waiting for my Lyft, and a nice but scruffy man who I think maybe is housing challenged was walking down the street, and he got pretty close to my face and was like, "Hello, welcome to Seattle. You're gonna have a great time." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." And he went, "Ha ha, you're welcome." And then there was, like, three other people on the street waiting for lifts, and he said nothing to them. That happens to me most of the time. Like, if there's someone on the street who's a little off balance or something, like, I am the person that they want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
When I just meet random people, they'll talk to me. And the phrase I hear a lot is, "I don't know why I'm telling you this." And I'm like, me either. Truly, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You pull something out of people.
I think it's because I look like a cartoon. I told this to someone I dated that I was like explaining that crazy people love me, and she was like, "I don't think it's because you look like a cartoon." I was like, I think I have, like, an open face.
I get that. Your eyes are big. You have, like, a great big smile. You have, it's like very, you do draw some sort of excitement out of people. Like, I mean, when we went to this diner and you were wearing a big purple wig, a flower dress, your makeup was all done, and we're just sitting there, and everyone who passed by, you just had this look of, like, wow. Like they were, like, seeing, like, a unicorn. They're just like, oh my gosh.
I think that wig exemplifies what's in the inside of me, because it's this, like, big, beautiful, lavenderish beehive. that I love, mm-hmm. but it's hard for me to drive in it.
Yeah, it's the ceiling.
And I have to like crouch down.
But so. I've seen that happen even without the wig. Just like just you. We can be in a restaurant somewhere and we're just talking, but people will like look over and just smile because they're just like, she sounds really interesting. I want to see what's she got going on over there.
I guess it is because I'm usually laughing. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing in the world is a giggle.
Yeah.
I love a good tee-hee-hee, and I do things to make myself or whoever I'm with tee-hee-hee.
Yeah.
Like that one time I walked out of the restaurant funny.
Oh, it was so funny. And it was just for me.
That was a good night. I bring it up constantly, too.
It was funny.
Remember when I walked out of that restaurant funny?
So we were like sitting outside. There was like that plastic that they put over the awning so it's not cold. And then instead of walking out the door, you just parted the plastic and like kicked your feet out and just like stomped outside. And no one else saw it, but it was really great.
Oh, I love giggling.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my advice. To get into a class, your advice is to do some things alone, and you might meet some like-minded individuals.
Or maybe even you and your husband do something new. Maybe
oh, yeah,
you guys
yeah.
together can meet some people.
Yeah, go on an adventure with your husband.
Yeah. Or, unless she's trying to get away from her husband. I don't know. She did say, like, should I find friends or just be happy with my husband and kids? Mm-hmm. It seems like they're in a group all together.
Yeah, get away from those people.
Get away from all of them.
Get away!
Honestly, yeah, take a trip by yourself. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes. Sometimes driving alone is very therapeutic for me. I'll like blast the music I want to listen to. You know, the open road, no one's near you, there's no traffic. I love listening to Limp Bizkit when I'm alone driving for hours. Cause guess what? I did it all for the nookie.
The what?
The nookie.
The what?
The nookie. So you can stick it up your. I fucking love Limp Bizkit.
Oh my God.
I really do.
Yeah.
I think I love them because, okay, so The Significant Other is a great album. And then after that was Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water. And I was like, what a dumb title. And the album's just like, okay, Significant Other is like my jam.
Sure.
Anywho, let's read another email. You can read this one. Okay. I'll share.
Can we make this bigger?
Uh-oh. You need glasses?
Maybe I do.
Grandma.
Also, I'm like... you know, real insecure about reading out loud because I'm not good at it, but I'll try.
Oh, do you want me to do it?
No, I can give it a try. Hey, would you end a friendship if someone unfollowed you on social media? Damn. Mm. I recently unfollowed someone, parentheses, that I used to be friends with since third grade on Instagram, and they took it as a personal attack and used it to start drama. They messaged me and came at me in a very confrontational way, and I just told them that I unfollow people that aren't really... active on Instagram, and they didn't want to accept that as the truth. So the next thing that happens is they subtweet me, so I retweet it with a comment subtweeting them, and then they blocked me. I have no desire to renew this friendship, but I want to know, what would you guys do in the situation? And is unfollowing someone you've known for a long time a personal attack? Damn. Well,
yeah, that's...
I unfollowed everybody on social media recently because I wanted to. And thankfully, no one's actually asked me about it. But I did it because I was like, I just don't want any bullshit on my timeline at all. And not bullshit, but just like anything. I don't want to waste time on social media. So I unfollowed everybody. I do think people can take it as a personal attack. And sometimes that is what that means. Sometimes when someone unfollows someone, it is like, I'm done with you. I don't want to see you. Or maybe just for themselves. Maybe they get jealous. Maybe they just want to separate themselves from whatever you got going on. So I can see why that person would think you unfollowing them could mean drama. But they should also accept your explanation, too.
Yes. But I will say... some people, it is a personal attack, which is why Instagram created the mute button.
Yes.
I think instead of unfollowing somebody who you don't want to start drama with, just mute the bitch, you know? You don't got to see their stories. You don't got to see their posts. I've muted so many people.
Yeah.
You know?
It's also like, she didn't fully explain why she unfollowed her. She said, I unfollow people who are not active.
Well, that was the excuse she gave her friend.
But it's like, if you're that good of friends, you could have said that before.
I don't think they were that good of friends. Can you zoom?
Really?
Yeah, they just, I think they used to just be friends.
They're just
since
friends
third
in their grade.
Grade.
But now they weren't like best friends.
Yeah, they were just like childhood friends. Mm-hmm. And then also they have no desire to rekindle the friendship. So yeah. I think they're just asking, is unfollowing someone a personal attack?
It can be.
I think it can be.
Yeah.
This, honestly, I think was. Because, so she unfollowed.
Yeah.
Her friend, I think, unfollowed her and then tweeted about this mm-hmm. whole situation. And then use retweeting and then also subtweeting back at them means you're here for the drama. You're here to play. I mean, you're doing it.
Both of y'all petty.
Yeah, I think it's like the petty Olympics. Yeah. Let's see who can out-petty each other. So in this case, I don't think your first move was a personal attack. I think they interpreted it as such, so then it became a personal attack.
Yeah, and then also you subtweeting them.
That's a personal
attack.
That's
an actual personal attack. Mm-hmm. You could have, both parties could have handled that differently.
Yes.
But one person has to be a bigger person and be like, mm-hmm. just actually have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Why is this all happening online? Fucking pick up the phone.
Because nobody does shit like that. Yeah. People just air their grievances on the internet publicly.
No.
I try very hard not to. I try to only put out positive stuff on social media mm-hmm. just because, like, I don't need anyone to be like, do you remember when you dragged this motherfucker, blah, blah, yeah. blah. And then also when people like comment negatively on my stuff, I thank them because it raises my engagement, which gets me more money for sponsored posts.
I mean, yeah, they are engaging.
Yeah,
with you.
Man. Say anything you want. And then also when people say shit to me, it's always just like, you're not funny. Comedy's subjective. I might not be funny to you. That's fine. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
You're fat. Yes. Objectively, I am. Yeah, I can't really argue with that.
Thanks for the rider. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
It's just, why would I want to argue with these people? They're telling me truths.
Yeah. But, yeah, ideally, I would like to think that we should all be unbothered by subtweets and people unfollowing you. Yeah, if this person doesn't matter that much to you to rekindle the friendship, let it go.
But I think they're kind of, I think they're a little salty about getting blocked.
Oh, yeah, she got blocked.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. She's like, she blocked me.
And that is extreme.
Yeah, reach out. But yeah. But if you don't care, you don't care.
Yeah.
Let's do another one.
Yeah. I starred some of them, too. you can read it.
Hi, Nicole. Wondering if you're into whitewashed Latino guys. And if so, what about them turns you on? You're cute as a dimple, by the way. Latino guy, Mike. What a wild, specific question. Honestly, I'll answer it. I'm attracted to all gentlemen. You know me. Mm-hmm. I'm horny all the time. And
he also called himself a whitewashed Latino guy?
I think he's white. Presenting
probably,
or maybe grew up around white people and sure. doesn't have Latino. I don't know. I don't really know what that truly means.
But also, that's not what we asked for.
No, we asked about friendship questions.
Yeah,
I have a podcast called Why Won't You Date Me where I could truly address that. Mm-hmm. And you can email baconconsave@gmail.com and I'll get to it on a future episode, Mike. Yeah. But that being said, I like any old dude. Mm-hmm. Also, are dimples that cute? I have a dimple.
Oh, I see it.
I just have to smile like a lunatic. Okay, what's the best way to deal with a big age difference in friendship when you and your friend don't mind, but everyone else seems to? How interesting.
Well, if your friend's a child, and that's why people are minding, maybe don't be their friend.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who are these? What's the age difference?
Yeah, what are your friends?
Yeah, if your friend's a fucking baby.
Yeah, you can't be friends with a fucking baby.
You gotta get some more friends that are older.
Yeah. I have had some May-December friendships. Mm-hmm. When I was like around 10, I was very good friends with an older lady who was like in her 50s.
Cool.
She would tell me really fun stories and let me swim in her pool. And she would make me peanut butter sandwiches on potato bread with tomatoes, which is a wild combination, but she did not judge me for it.
Yeah.
she just like, she was just such a sweet lady. And truly, I think she was like taking care of her mother, who was like in her 90s. They had this big house, this big backyard that they never used. My mom would go to work. We went to the same church. That's how we knew each other. And my mom worked by where they lived. And my mom was just like, I don't know. Do you want to like watch her while I go to work? And she was like, sure. So I'd go to her house. She would tell me these like really fun stories, and then I'd swim and she'd like pop her head out and be like, you all right out there? And I'd be like, yeah. She's like, you hungry? I'm like, yeah. She was great.
Yeah. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. Because also I think both of you are getting something out of it. Like mm-hmm. someone's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
She probably loves having a kid around. It's like a symbiotic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's totally fine to have friends that, with the age difference. I do wonder what people have a problem with. Because he was like, is like, if you have a friend with an age difference, but people seem to have a problem with that. Is that what he said?
Yeah. Well, maybe like his friend is so old. He's in a nursing home and his other friends are tired of going to the nursing home to sign him out. maybe they think he's weird because it's kind of hard because I feel like your friend should only have like an opinion if you're like dating the person. Like friendships are friendships. Like who cares?
Unless you're like dumping your friends for this other person. That might be weird.
Yeah. I think we need more information. So.
But in general, I don't think there's a problem with age difference with friends.
In general, I don't think so. Yeah. Okay. So if you want to leave us an email or a voicemail, you can email Nicole and Sashir at gmail.com. NicoleAndSashier @gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the voicemail is 424-645-7003.
You forgot the dashes.
The voicemail number is 424-645-7003.
Wow.
A three. Can we do one more? I like these. I can read this one. Friendship question. Wow, this is probably impossible to answer. What are some suggestions on ways to begin building a solid group of young adult friends when you're in your mid-20s? I moved back home from undergrad almost 2 years ago and have been working part-time while going to grad school. The only people I interact with are work people, other grad students, and my family. All my family from high school live in different cities now. The only person I can see myself being best friends with is with my boss, and she's 7 years older than me with kids. I just want to find a couple of people I can better relate to. Also, I'm a huge fan of both of you. Sashir,
you gotta say this part.
Sashir, I liked you best because I mentioned you first. Nicole, I love your podcasts. He only likes my voice and nothing I've done.
Okay. Yeah, I think same thing. That's like that other lady who was looking for friends.
I think nobody explains to anybody in school that making friends after school is hard.
It's work.
Because school is a place where there's people your age.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like-minded. You're like, why the fuck are we here? Why do I need fucking geometry? Nobody's ever going to ask me what the hypotenuse of a circle is past a certain age. What?
Isn't it a triangle?
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
I mean, maybe. I'm not certain.
No, I'm stupid. I hate leaving my house. Every time I leave, I learn I'm dumb about something.
No.
That was like, we were doing an improv show, and I was like, whatever, I do it 363 days a year. And you were like, so not every day? And I was like, no, every day of the year, 363. And you're like, 365, Nicole. And I went, oh. Okay, then I do it like a circle, 363 degrees. And you're like, that's not it either. I was like, then what is 363? Nothing, you made it up. Anyway, oh, hypotenuse.
Mm-hmm.
You got some trigger fingers. The longest side of a triangle opposite to the right angle. Oh. Why did we ever need to find that?
You just brought it up in a riff.
No, but we learned it in school.
Oh.
Why did they think as an adult I would ever need to know the side of a triangle length that's opposed to the right angle? Also,
maybe for like measuring something?
Very little things in life are triangles. Rooms are squares or rectangles.
Yeah. Which is also a square.
Did I break you?
A rectangle is not a square. A rectangle is a rectangle.
It's also a square.
A rectangle is not a square.
It is.
A square is a square. A rectangle is a rectangle. A circle is a circle. And an octagon is a stop sign.
Wait. I'm pretty sure a rectangle is also a square.
Look at type it. Type those words in. Is a square a rectangle or is a rectangle a square?
Y'all, if a square is a rectangle, why aren't they just all rectangles?
A square is a special kind of rectangle. It is one where all the sides are the same length. So
a square is a rectangle. Rectangle is a standard and not a square?
I guess I would have thought
the square
was the standard.
Because everything's really a square, kind of.
Look at more things. Look at more.
This is wild.
Give me more options. Look, scroll down.
A square is a rectangle?
Is a square.
That's like saying a finger's a hand.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I stand by that. Oh, we're going to call our fingers hands.
No, wait. Okay. What does that one say?
Okay. Rectangle. Okay. Lollipops are candies, but not all candies are lollipops. Huh. Girls are people, but not all people are girls. Oh.
So a square is a rectangle.
For a dog to be a puppy, it has to be a young dog. What?
What is this site that you pulled up, Josh?
This is a wild site.
It's like, this is for babies? We're idiots?
No, it is for this conversation.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because that truly put it in perspective that all lollipops are candies.
But not all candies.
Are lollipops. They aren't.
Yeah.
Which is really great. Because if all the candies were lollipops, we'd miss out on things like Snickers.
The Musketeers? Three Musketeers?
The Three Musketeers. A Payday.
Twix.
A Twix. I did a show once where the featurer had a full 10-minute bit about candy. It was very funny. But he asked the crowd, he was like, what's your favorite candy? And this girl was like, Fruit by the Foot. And the crowd looked at her and booed her. In the most aggressive way I've ever seen a crowd turn on somebody. She was like, oh, Fruit by the Foot. And the crowd immediately was like, boo, like her hair blew back. It was so funny.
Boy, you told me this before, and I still don't understand why that's a bad answer.
Because Fruit by the Foot is not candy.
Why
it's a fruit
is it
snack.
Not? But why? So a fruit snack is not candy?
No, a fruit snack is not candy. You think a Welsh's fruit snack is candy?
Yeah.
No, that's what healthy parents give to their kids as candy.
But it's not, no, they give them actual fruit. There's still like corn syrup and shit in that.
Nope. Okay, a fruit snack is a sugary processed food marketed to the parents as a snack for children. Fruit snacks are very similar to gummy candies. Fruit snacks are not gummy candies.
So okay. a fruit by the foot is not
a fruit by candy. The foot is not candy.
Okay.
It's not. Gushers are fruit snacks.
Really? No, gushers have no fruit in them.
They're not candy. They are a fruit snack.
Because it's like gooey?
Because it's fruit.
It's and not it's, fruit.
It's
gushers
gelatin.
Are definitely not fruit.
Oh, wow. Welsh's fruit. Who else is fruit? They're being sued for being candy, not fruit. But like,
wait, by who?
By people like you.
But I would never be like, I was hoodwinked. I thought this was candy.
But yeah, look, it even says it, Sashir. Fruit snacks. Mixed fruit,
island fruit,
strawberry.
I thought fruit snacks were the square of rectangles. I thought candy was a rectangle and fruit snacks were a square.
A square. No. So if candy's a rectangle, a fruit snack is a hexagon.
It's just a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It has sides, but not the same amount. Well, doing an activity is a good way to find people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you got to do it in real life. I think it's hard to
do it online.
Like, you know, when people are like you don't know. An epidemic on Tinder is people being like, just here for friends. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, in real life.
We're all here to get our fucking pussy smashed.
Here's something I did in Maryland that I don't know if I told you, but oh, you already look pissed. So I... I walked on stilts at Disney World. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So while I was in Maryland, I found like this circus group where they teach you how to walk on wooden stilts. So I like took work classes and workshops and made all these circus friends. And it was really great.
Listen to that sentence. I made all these circus friends and it was great.
It was great.
All right, fine. Can you still walk on stilts?
I haven't done it in years. I do still have the stilts.
They're in your house?
Yeah, they're in my closet.
You gonna get them out?
Maybe one day. I'll have to practice.
Would you touch the ceiling?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't do it in my house. I'd have to go outside.
Well, the next time I come to your house, you're gonna break them out and I'm gonna watch you walk on stilts. And if you can't do it, guess what? Guess what?
What?
I'm gonna punish you.
What are you gonna do to me?
Well, I'm gonna punish you.
What?
You're not gonna know till you're being punished.
I hate this.
Yeah, I'm gonna punish you. I'm gonna punish you good.
Oh, I don't wanna be punished.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna get punished.
Oh, man.
Okay, that segment's done.
That was great.
That's it. Thank you to our questions via voicemail and the email.
Thank you, Nicole.
Sashir, thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for pulling up everything we needed.
You're so good to us.
Yeah.
We don't deserve this. We deserve
you're
to
too
be
good.
Put in a cave.
We deserve to be punished. We
well, you're going to get punished. I can't wait to punish you.
Please, no.
Okay, that's been it for us.
Good night, world. Good night, Nicole.
Good night, world. Good night, Sashir.
Bye.
Your lips taste weird.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.